Oh, hello. I'm Eddie.
I'm Dr. Sharp.
I'm Meg.
And I'm Donovan. This week on the podcast, we'll be discussing incense, memories, we'll invent scents. We'll do all of the things that might do incense.
Wow. Incest?
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
Oh, man. Okay.
It's the best topic.
We have some incense burning right now. It smells good.
That'll be debatable and more.
After all these years, it feels like a long time.
It's been a month.
It always feels like a long time.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, I was thinking when I was showering earlier how I have a burn on my arm, and I got it after we last podcasted, and it's almost already healed.
Wow.
That's a great way to measure time.
That's how, yeah, it's usually how I measure
time.
That's
how I measure time, too.
But then I ran out of, like, burn room on my arm. Mm-hmm. My whole arm is just a burned mess.
I proposed to a coworker, since, you know, the only way to get over now is shock rock, that we just start a band and we cut ourselves, but it's in the same place every time. So we get one of those big, nasty purple scars that don't go away.
Purple scars.
A big purple. They're just so, like, usually people who have had a really intensive surgery have those big caterpillar night crawler things on their arm.
Well, that would
night crawler.
That's like a good way to, like, if you need to remember to make it to your wedding on time, like,
this will heal in 35 days.
Yeah, exactly. The moment I feel it finally healed to the max it's going to heal, that's when I need to go to the venue to get married.
And then on honeymoon, you can pick it off. And then when that's healed, your honeymoon's
over. You go home.
Honeymoon's over.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you guys got it figured out.
I mean, yeah. I think I've always had a really good grasp on time.
Yeah, this is how ancient man used to measure time.
I had
so as you're older, you heals more slowly and
it's
time
true.
Passes more quickly, so it all makes sense.
Whoa.
I mean, time passing more quickly doesn't have to be true,
but I think that it is true, because when you're, you know, it's all relative. As you're a kid, it's like 1 hour is a considerable portion of your life, and then when you're 80, it's like I've lived so many fucking hours.
She's talking ratios.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Did you turn it on?
I turned it on because I was freaking hot.
I can just hear it now.
Oh, okay.
But you don't have to turn it
off.
Yeah,
it's fine.
There will just be a fan.
It's white noise.
You could just put some ice cubes under your armpits.
You guys weren't hot?
No.
Okay, I'll turn it off.
I mean, it's fine. I'm enjoying it now. All in favor of the fan, raise your hands now.
Nobody. You called the vote and nobody raised their hands.
Yeah, I know. If Meg would have done it, or Desi. Even you, Eddie.
We have an air conditioner that we could use.
Okay, let's not talk. I'm fine. I put my hair up. That was a big
solution. All day I've been hanging out with Meg, and I've been having fun, but she's been like, windows down in the car right now, man. She's, like, that's what's up. And then we opened the windows here in the studio because I thought you'd like that. But I guess the studio is not like moving down Prince Avenue.
Yeah, I need some air on my skin moving around.
You look like you should be wakeboarding right now, Meg.
Well, open
with
that,
your hair up in that shirt.
Open that door over there.
Okay, yeah.
Let's get a draft.
Throw wide the gates.
Yeah.
The top one's locked.
Oh, latch.
Oh, boy.
This is what our listeners tune in for.
Like, yeah, really, that's like, what I was thinking is this is really, you know, magnetizing
content.
What
have these guys been
here
up to? Opening and closing windows?
Yeah.
Trying to get the right breeze through. Yeah.
Well, listeners, you'll be happy to know this feels really good right now.
I had to trim some succulents because they were getting a little bit too leggy. So I did a lot of research on that. And I was thinking, Desi, if you trust me to, I could probably trim your succulents in the window now that I figured out. And I'll be propagating a lot because when I trim hers, there will be a lot of the buds left over. So I think I'll be propagating a lot of succulents.
So what did you learn? What are some techniques?
As far as techniques, when they're too leggy, they're obviously way too long and they don't look rosy anymore. They're not
You
symmetrical.
Cut off the oldest.
Yeah, they're... Yeah,
that's not even called leaves.
If
they
have a really good root base,
okay,
you'll cut it off. And I mean, the ones that the lady had such a root base that they were woody. Like, okay, you very rarely see succulents that are woody. But I think you could cut it off with a good amount to the bottom, even if it's 2 to 3 years older, and you get roots out of that, and it'll grow buds on it. And then also the stem that you cut off after you take all the petals away. And each one of those petals you can grow into a new plant.
We had a buddy who would he would pick off of succulents and then take them home and grow them and then sell the little starters.
Yeah, I've been going to people's houses, and if they have succulents, when their back is turned, I'll slice some off.
Oh, I've heard about you doing that.
Yeah, you're
infamous.
You're kind of notorious.
Is that
for
true?
It?
Pinching succulents?
Yeah, I heard about it too.
Uh-oh.
So are you regrowing them by just placing them in a wet paper towel?
Either.
No.
Why don't you guys talk
about
this later?
Okay, we'll talk about it on the podcast. We're going to do a spin-off podcast.
I think...
Podcast.
Honestly, the breeze was a little bit more interesting than the
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm going to stop
talking
for 5 minutes.
How about, Eddie, what's on your mind?
You know what? I'm going to say something here. I completely agree with Eddie about this. And I'm curious what Eddie's thinking about.
Me too.
I was thinking about the weather. No,
oh.
I'm just kidding. So we have this cat and he really likes to get out. Like, I don't know.
Is this a metaphor?
Should we just let the cat out of the bag?
Yeah, I think that the cat...
Oh my God.
Do you think the cat before it met you was out of the bag previously?
I don't think so. He's young. He's like a year old. I don't know. It's just a weird thing. Like, he gets crazy when he sees us outside, and I don't know what to do about it. Like,
did your last cat pass away because it got an illness from the outdoors?
I don't know.
Yeah, his life was shortened by...
Being outdoor.
Is that why you're afraid to let this animal
No,
out?
I think he's so young that I don't think he's going to come back. I think he's going to go and not come back.
I think he's attached to y'all.
Yeah, how
though?
Long has he lived at your house?
I
Probably,
agree with Eddie.
Like, since December.
Okay. Having lived with him, I don't
to get out.
Think
he wants
to get
to
be
away.
Here.
Yeah. That might be true.
Okay.
I see my kids choking them and sitting on them, and I'm I would want to get out of
so
this.
So we
too.
Had somebody come by over the weekend, ring the doorbell with a flyer and say that their kitten got out, jumped out a second story window, and they were looking for this kitten. And I'm like, that would be us if, but we probably wouldn't ask anyone.
I think... continue to keep the cat indoors. Maybe give it some incentive to stay.
Right.
If you can.
We got to,
What do you think Jonathan wants more than anything?
To get out and run away.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
he's just, when he gets outside, he is like, what are all these smells and what is all this stimulus?
He wants to eat some of the birds. Like, we've got a bird feeder. I think he wants to, catch himself a bird.
He wants
to
disrupt the ecosystem.
Okay. So you guys just need to build him a little terrarium here and set him loose
palace.
Inside of it.
Should we buy him birds to
kill
unleash in the house?
No, just in this room, and then you can get one of those cat condos here in the corner.
Okay.
And then a chickadee.
A cat condo, yeah.
A chickadee twice a week. And those are $6. So I think then it'll be chill.
That's a lot of money for a week.
Now, she'll be like, I want to go see those chickadees. And she just liked a random birds.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, well, still so cute to say the
word.
Did
you see Pokemon movie?
No, I mean.
How's Detective Pokemon?
Detective Pokemon.
Detective Pikachu. Intriguing. It's called Detective Pikachu. And I want to take Meadowlark.
Too late.
What?
No.
You guys already go see.
You know what the answer is? Too scary.
Definitely too scary.
How do you know?
I watched the preview.
Oh, okay. Did she say it was too scary?
No. First of all, she's never watched anything that's not animated. And
we saw BFG with her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Also, it's just, she doesn't like anything with fighting in it, she thinks is scary. Mm.
She was watching the Three Little Pigs, Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf today. And like I had just put it on and like the credits were rolling because that's what they did. And then she goes, Safi, this is going to give you nightmares. And like scrubbed her head, you know, like you're such a little tyke. Like, you're going to get your first nightmare.
She was all excited for
like,
her.
She associates it with nightmares. Like, and Safi's like, no, I'm not scared. I'm not scared. And I go, you're brave. And she goes, I'm brave. And it was like,
huh.
I don't know. It wasn't that scary.
You could take Safi to Detective Pikachu.
You guys,
yeah, I think you could take Safi.
I know that we talk about cartoons.
I mean, that sounds fun. But
a lot on the podcast, but I have to ask your guys' opinion on the character Dick Dastardly.
Yeah, he's from the Wacky Races.
He appears a lot in Wacky Races.
Is he like a curly his mustache guy?
Yeah, I like that
guy.
He has
Muttley. Mm-hmm. He has his sidekick.
Oh,
Muttley.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
didn't he have what's his catchphrase?
Muttley's is
drat double drat or it's
okay.
He reminded me a lot of Snidely Whiplash from the Dudley Do-Right.
Totally.
Okay.
And I often get them confused, but now that you mentioned, what was the sidekick's
name? The
pink
dog with the underbite.
Muttley
is that
had
what he looks like?
Rage issues, and like he would, you know, he would drop something heavy on his foot and then just like under his breath be cursing the whole time. And I just feel like Muttley had a lot of he needed a therapist.
I don't think Muttley
counselor.
Liked Dick Dastardly because he was like pretty into his failure.
Right.
This is getting too boring for Dez. We're going to have to change our subject from Dick Dastardly.
I'm looking them up. I'm looking to see if there was a catchphrase.
There's already a DJ Dick Dastardly, unfortunately, because I was thinking that'd be a good moniker.
Oh, yeah.
But somebody already did it, though they haven't done anything since 2011.
What's the show
you can do
again?
Snidely Whiplash.
What's that?
What's the show?
It's Wacky Races, which
Wacky
I used to
Races.
Watch a lot
okay.
of when I was a kid.
So I felt like that show was only on occasionally. Like it was a Saturday morning cartoon, but it wasn't consistent.
It was on TBS a lot when I was a kid.
I think
a Hanna-Barbera thing, though. Right?
Yeah, it was Hanna-Barbera for sure.
It was all of the Hanna-Barbera characters.
Yeah, so it was like Yogi
Racing.
And.
Yeah,
like Penelope that pink Pitstop? Guy.
Was Penelope Pitstop something outside of Wacky Races?
I think she is actually in Wacky Races, Penelope Pitstop.
But that's her only thing.
Like, yeah.
She doesn't have stuff peripherally.
What's the pink cat's name?
Wally Gator was a frequent.
The pink cat besides Pink Panther, I don't know.
Oh, he's Snagglepuss.
Snagglepuss.
Exit stage left.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
I like that. Yeah.
Me too.
Quick Draw McGraw is out there.
Oh, yeah. Quick Draw.
Quick Draw McGraw.
Man.
All right. Just making sure, you know, Dick Dastardly was still in the
I didn't have much of
an
opinion.
Perfume.
I didn't remember who he was until
weren't Scooby-Doo in that? Or
oh, yeah. They
the
probably were
I think,
there.
Yes,
yeah.
They were occasionally in it.
Yeah.
I just love that big, like, shark guy.
Oh,
yeah.
Was he
Jabber.
The drummer?
Yeah,
Jabberjaw. Yeah. It's so cute.
That was his name, right?
Oh, bring him back.
Bring him back.
Bring
him back.
Then you could take Metal Arc to that movie.
I guess there's a live action Wacky Races.
Why?
I do think that Wacky Races was a great show. Like whenever it would come on, it seemed like it was old. Like it seemed like a rerun, but I was I gotta see.
Oh, they're all the same.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta see this. Yeah, and it was
they
are all the same.
It was the same.
Like, I think it's actually Wacky Races might be like late 60s.
Okay.
And there was like an announcer, you know, like, mm-hmm. Oh, and the Yogi Bear car is coming up the hill. It's going down the hill. It's coming up the hill.
We got to put that on YouTube. Or watch it on YouTube.
We should make our own live action.
Wacky Races.
Yeah.
That'd be fantastic.
Right? Mm-hmm. That would be so fun.
I would love to play Dick Dastardly.
Let's do a Wacky Races
Wiki races.
What is it called?
Wacky races.
Wiki races. All right,
wacky
could
races.
Be ours.
Halloween. And like, oh my all God, like your fun. Kids could have a car together.
So cute.
Our kids
Desi,
could have a car
what
together.
Would you be wacky races? I Velma? Don't... One of the Mystery Machine?
She could be Penelope.
Why would I be Velma?
Oh.
That I mean, doesn't make any sense.
I was thinking the other, not Daphne. I wasn't thinking, I was thinking
Daphne, okay.
Daphne, not Velma, sorry. Daphne.
You picked wrong.
Yeah.
Velma? Oops.
Why would I be Velma?
I Oops. Don't even have glasses. Why don't you be Velma?
I mean,
let's just
frankly,
do
it. I really like Velma.
Let's
I
do
just...
Mystery Machine, and you can be Daphne. You can be Velma. You can be
all
Fred,
Mystery Machine.
I
don't love Scooby Doo.
I want to be Snagglepuss.
You
want to
be
yeah. You
yeah.
Be Snagglepuss.
Snagglepuss.
Peter Perfect, right?
The caveman guy was also on it.
I kind of want to be. Yeah. I want to be the shark.
Yeah, that would be good. And then we can make little, you know, cars out of.
He was like a wisecracking shark too. Like I think he had a catchphrase. You should look up Jabberjaw's
okay,
catchphrase. Because
wow.
it wasn't like exit stage left even. It was kind of like it was like a like Jay Leno's catchphrase, or it was kind of weak.
What is Jay Leno's catchphrase?
I don't know.
I'm curious.
It said his main catchphrase is jumpin' jellyfish.
Jumpin' jellyfish.
You should look for audio of that.
Oh, I've got some.
Oh, man. Text it to me.
Sick. Can't you just look it up?
Yeah, it's on YouTube?
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about something else.
Okay, yeah, we talk about cartoons a lot. We'll get that Jabberjaw audio queued up. All right.
Okay. All right. I guess we're not going anywhere.
Yeah, so when was the last time you guys went to an antique store?
Good question. I went to a estate sale the other day in our hood. It was a big thumbs down, to be honest. Yeah.
You went to an estate sale in town or
in our neighborhood?
Yeah.
Yeah. It just it's
no
sad.
Good.
It makes you sad. You're like all this person's stuff just sucked.
Yeah. You're like wow, this person never had good taste. Bummer.
Exactly.
Yeah. I know the feeling.
Speaking of good taste, though, did you see my loafers?
Oh, I've seen them a couple of times. Mm-hmm. I love them. Yeah.
Can you hold them up? What? Those are cool.
If I was in a conversation about good taste, I would have been bringing up those loafers.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you. They're the nicest pair of shoes I've ever owned.
That's cool.
What do you mean by that?
Well, they're Karl Lagerfeld.
What does that mean?
He's like a really famous designer.
So where did you get them?
What does that mean?
Okay, I thought I got them on this one website, but I realized I just got them off of Nordstrom.
What are you doing?
Oh, okay.
Why are you doing that?
I want to eat. These are not. Sorry. Go ahead.
You want to eat on air.
You're going to eat snap peas into a microphone.
Meg, can you describe my shoes for our listeners?
Okay, they're a black loafer, and they appear to be a velveteen.
Yes.
They have a very minimal heel, maybe a half centimeter heel, mm-hmm. And they have a silver silver chain across.
It's gold,
them. A gold chain.
Yeah, that's the highlight, right?
Yeah,
yeah, gold chain traversing the arch.
Like it's minimalist, but with that.
Yeah, like, with that bling.
Bling ass chain. I feel like my mom would kind of like them.
No, these shoes I think are very. Honestly, gangster shoes. Mm-hmm. Like,
whoa.
I could see you making someone kiss them.
Or like,
maybe I should have someone kiss
them. Have somebody who owes you money have it on their throat.
Mm-hmm.
Have your.
I was thinking
no,
back of their head.
Oh, I was thinking in their crotch.
Oh.
Oh, right, right. Yeah.
With their half centimeter heel, 2 centimeters into their dick.
That's so specific. I could picture that at a pool hall, probably, because I feel like that's a pool hall thing to do. Is
But in the office,
ask
right?
Ask for your money back.
In the office? I think that we need to go into the office. Like, this isn't just like a patron of the pool hall.
Nice.
Oh, right. Like the back room at the pool
oh,
hall?
Yeah,
is that what
yeah,
you're
yeah.
I was thinking the office with Steve Carell. And I'm
oh,
like,
no. Like, sorry. No, the office of the pool hall.
Oh, right.
Like where they do, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where they
there's like
they
cigars
do the
that are like a bunch
yeah.
of cigars in an ashtray
yeah.
like with too much ash in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like you need some leverage, though.
There's
like,
a safe in there. Sorry.
You need somebody to be pulling their legs close. Open.
I like that. No, I like it. Moose and Rocco each have a leg. And she's just sitting in a chair with her foot extended. And they pull him right into her foot. And then she puts it down.
And maybe there's like a knife or like a rattlesnake like taped to the bottom of my shoe that I'm going to depress.
I like a rattlesnake's head taped to the bottom of your shoe. It's live and so unbelievably pissed.
Like the most mad a snake could ever be.
But you're not like, you're not directly asking for your money back. You're just nonchalantly complaining about people who owe you money. Mm-hmm. And like the audience all knows that this guy owes you money. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, I just really hate people who like don't pay their debt on time, you know, kind of.
Yeah.
And now you can picture this show.
And this whole time, Moose is like, there's a live snake terrarium, and he's grabbing the rattlesnake out, and he's then Rocco's taping it with tape around the bottom of her shoe.
But there was another henchman who was the biggest, baddest henchman, and he's already been bit by that snake and died.
Yeah,
like
he's
in
on
the
floor.
Room.
Yeah, he's
oh my
gosh.
So
we
is,
know the snake's a badass.
This is the commercial for the shoe.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the shoe ad.
Not a bad shoe. I'd wear that shoe.
It's a great shoe.
Not the worst segue, because it's also could kill you. Since the last time we had a podcast, I've got Eddie doing a new shaving technique. You want to talk about that?
No, we talked about shaving last time, right?
Did we? I don't think so.
We talked extensively
about the blades. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
You started using them since then.
I actually think that I noticed your close shave.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and it looks really good.
Oh, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Well, you did.
I like the idea of what?
You have mentioned that you've shaved your entire life and never not had ingrown hairs.
Yeah, yeah. So that is a good point. Like,
and now you don't.
When I was learning to shave, my brother had to teach me
to
shave.
Yeah, I remember this.
My dad used an electric razor, and he didn't do a very good job. He's just like, this is the Mach 3. Here's like how I do it. And like only shaved like his cheek and then like walked out of the room. And I'm like, well, I guess I got it.
And you stroked and down? Then, he stroked down?
I have no idea what happened.
He's probably going against the grain a lot. And,
and you didn't have YouTube.
I didn't have YouTube. I didn't have like books to look it up on. And I've just been like turned off to the whole idea. But in like Meg and I were talking this, like as a teenager, I was just like, okay, I know how to shave now. Because I did it, and the hair did come off of my face.
Right.
So, like, I knew how to shave. And then, like, I had all these, like, acne problems, and, like, ingrown hairs was the main culprit. But my mom was, like, getting me on, like, you know, Proactive or Accutane to, like, treat these, like, bumps that were happening on my face. And I was just doing something wrong habitually, and it was...
Shaving.
I just...
Probably going against the grain.
Everything was wrong about it. And it was just
Wait, so you're supposed to shave down?
You're never supposed to shave against the grain. I do it three different directions and none of them are against
the
grain.
So you go towards your ear, towards your nose, and towards your chin? On your cheek?
Stop it. Stop asking him questions.
But I start with towards the chin, yes.
What? See, cause when I shave my legs, I just go up my leg.
Well,
do you go up your leg when you shave your leg?
Hell yeah.
That's against the grain.
I go against the grain every place I shave because you got to get a close shave.
But I think the point I wanted to make before you guys started talking about that was the idea that I was doing something wrong and it like, you know, as a parent, I think of this often, like I don't want my kid to... be misinformed and like do stuff the wrong way, but we have YouTube now and we have like the internet. They can Google stuff. Mm-hmm. If I'm like, I don't, you know, just shave up your leg or whatever.
Look it up.
They'll look it up and be like, you were wrong, and now I'm doing it right. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't a thing when we were growing up, and I don't want that to be a thing that my kids experience. But I guess that kind of has to happen. Like you just decide you're doing something the right way. And then you constantly
do it the wrong way.
Parenting is just an exercise in continual defeat. So you're
that was such a parent. Like you are like you got it.
You're probably gonna experience defeat in this realm as well.
Oh, yeah.
I've started to choose my defeats. And this is one that I'm choosing.
See, that's great. I love it. That's the only way you can feel okay.
I'm ready to be upset about this later.
Nice.
I can tell.
Question? We better get out of that topic then if it's going to make any.
Oh, right. Parents.
Are you upset?
I know, but yeah. I was...
Jeez. I want you guys to keep talking, but I am going to use the restroom.
Okay. we come back with your first good smell of incense that you can remember.
It was, though, the best of times and the worst of times. Mm-hmm.
Smelling or parenthood?
Did you have someone that you knew that burnt incense often?
As a child?
Or just younger?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Really. You know, one of my girlfriends was really into incense, and I thought it was kind of goofy and hippie when I first got into it. And then, I don't know, I like it. Like, it's like a familiar flavor now, a familiar smell. Like, after you've been exposed to the smell of patchouli for long enough, you're kind of like, oh, this is a patchouli household, you know?
There was some for sale at a gas station that I just like picked up because I thought it was neat. I also was playing a lot of Sega Genesis, so this was like probably 95. And as soon as I started burning it, my dad came in my room and was like, "You've been smoking pot in here, Donnie? You trying to cover up the scent?"
Mm-hmm.
And like, so he was totally not into incense. Anytime I'd burn it, like he'd get pretty upset. So as soon as I left my parents' household, I feel like I burnt incense like really regularly. For like a number of years, probably 5 years.
So what do you feel like is the desired effect of incense?
It smells good and it's like a familiar thing.
Yeah.
It totally like gives, like you walk into your room or wherever you're burning it, and you're like, oh, this is my spot. This is what it smells like. And now it like harkens back to the times in my life that I was burning it more regularly and stuff. And the different scents each kind of have like almost a memory corresponding to them. So that's, I think, part of it as well.
I had a friend who would, every time she would put a record on, she would burn some incense. And I don't know if it was different incense for different records, but that would have been a cool idea.
Yeah.
But it always kind of, it was like, now's the mellow time. Like, we're going to be mellow. And it was effective.
Yeah.
Certainly. And then, like, you do it for yoga, right?
Yeah, when my students come, I burn Nag Champa.
Yeah.
Mask that before cat they poop home. Smell.
Yeah, masking all the smells of our family.
That's one of the big successes of incense is that it just kind of, it soots your whole
and
house.
And it's so much cheaper than scented candles.
Yeah.
I never thought
about
that.
And way more effective. Save for
totally.
Not using a holder at all is pretty messy.
Oh, yeah, I could have gotten you a holder. Yeah, I don't know why I didn't. There's one in the bathroom.
Why I didn't ask for one. Sorry. Doesn't matter.
I think there's one over here, too. I don't see it.
Oh, well.
Yeah, incense holders are a cool thing, too. Almost better than incense.
Maybe we should have an ideal incense holder instead. Either a scent or holder.
Mm. Yeah, I do recall going to the J&J. And seeing the pussy flavored incense and
scented,
pussy scented, right?
That was pretty. I'm sorry if I missed this, but have you guys had a long standing relationship with incense, all of you? Or?
I think I'm the youngest incenser. What was your?
No, mine was probably since Athens. Like since I don't feel like I had a relationship.
2000
that.
Late.
Yeah.
Oh,
totally.
I feel very ingrained in the world of incense.
What was your child, like you were crawling.
Remember a time without it. I mean, my parents were kind of like oddly aggressive bohemians. So, you know, part of their bohemian-esque ways was definitely like a cache of incense that I was, you know, into.
Do you feel we're like one this. Parent drove the scent revolution more than?
Oh, my mom, for sure. Mm-hmm. But my dad really liked it.
Your parents were smokers too, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that kind of went together? Because were your parents smokers?
No, they weren't.
And your parents?
No.
Yeah,
my mom smoked, but it was a secret.
Yeah.
That's another story.
Yeah, no, I kind of just think
We should have had incense, right?
Yeah, you should have. Yeah, I feel like just the, you know, counterculture speaks to incense a lot. Like,
yeah,
you know.
One of our main uses of incense when I moved in with Meg was masking the scent of cat litter, because we lived on Pulaski Street and we had three cats and it was like two litter boxes and it was just like gross ass smell in our house.
Then it, like, Nag Champa already kind of has like a cat litter smell to it. So like, yeah. It's also easy to associate the smell of incense and like shit.
So also like, okay, so I'm mildly into perfume and scents in general, and my favorite smells do have like a little undertone of like disgustingness to them, you know, like rotting or...
Isn't that the thing with like, what's the ambergris or like the, the fat from whales?
The whale, yeah.
It's so disgusting, but it's like also like...
Smells good. I don't know. There's something like... appealing about
there's
nasty
also
smells.
A whole bad incense market where it's just like kind of they all smell like burning and alcohol, even though it's like this one is like purple lavender mist and like ocean breeze, but you burn them and they all smell the same, and it's kind of like burning chemical odor and like fire.
Ocean breeze has to be my least favorite scent, period, for anything. Deodorant.
I don't even know what it's
room
supposed
spray
to be.
I feel incense. Like sandalwood reminds me of the beach. I don't know why.
The sound technician in the Georgia Theater burns a lot of sandalwood in his tiny office. You'll go downstairs and it just, the whole place reeks of sandalwood, which reminds me of sock drawers, because my mom puts cotton balls with sandalwood on it in sock drawers.
Interesting.
I think, I think a good quality sandalwood might be like my favorite.
Like a top shelf sandalwood.
Yes. Like,
describe the smells that we're getting from a sandalwood. Like, is a sandalwood a type of tree?
Yes.
Definitely. I was gonna say woody.
It's a type of tree.
It's pretty musky.
Okay.
Yeah, I like a musk. Like,
we're describing scents though at that point. Like, it's got a musk and it's
got
a woody.
Well, it's like, you know, like describe red.
Yeah, no, it's hard.
You can't
do
it.
And
I like a good gardenia.
I did. I like gardenia
as well.
Floral.
Oh, gardenia. Like, man, gardenia's got a lot going on.
I love it. I love that smell.
Do they make a gardenia incense?
Yes, definitely. But you get cheap one, awful smelling. You have to get a really expensive gardenia incense to get a good odor from it.
I'm going to go ahead and say it, gardenia.
Wow.
You're just going to go straight for that?
As far as easy to acquire from most places, I like Super Hit, which is like a Nag Champa, but it's a little bit stronger and a little bit more sweet.
I haven't had that one.
It's in a black box, but it's same type. The Jay's, which is the affiliate behind it? What's the name of it?
The
bottle shop.
Gas station?
Sam's?
Sam's has a fair array of...
Sam's Club.
Yeah. Sam's Club has good incense selection. Fair. They have patchouli, which I'm interested in trying. It's the same brand as Nag Champa patchouli.
I like patchouli.
I like patchouli too.
I was gonna name patchouli as mine, since we're like jumping out and naming them, but only because I feel like it's a classic. It's like it's like smelling hamburgers cooking on the grill, or it's like, you know, smelling yellow mustard or something. It's just like, that is undeniably a patchouli smell. And it also encapsulates the incense experience to me. Mm-hmm. Like, when someone's burning incense, I'm like, is that patchouli? Nope, sandalwood. Or, you know, like, you kind of...
I thought you didn't know what sandalwood smelled like.
No, I asked you to describe it. And, you know, you can tell when incense is burning. And it takes you a little while for your flavor receptors in your nose to, like, dissect what you're smelling. But patchouli is almost instant. It's like potpourri. It's like a real standard smell.
I would like a good clove incense, I think. That would be a good scent if you could find it.
I feel like that would be too much for me. Like, Just
stand outside the Go Bar. I don't know. That was like a dated joke.
Too spicy.
Spicy
it would
for
get
the clothes.
Too spicy for me.
My kids say that all the time.
Too spicy.
It depends on the time of year. I feel like
gardenia
there's a time.
And cilantro.
Oh yeah, yeah. No,
there's
that's
a time
true.
For spice, and it's
fall.
Fall.
Yeah, yeah. You do it right around Christmas time.
Uh huh.
Burn the clove incense. Yeah. That'd be totally. Good.
Thanksgiving
that's
is
a good idea
when
to have
I would
seasons.
Do,
yeah. Different every season, you know, you have an array of incenses you burn.
Do they even do that? That seems smart.
That'd be a great.
There's probably
pack.
Yeah. There's probably an incense of the month.
You could club.
I
yeah,
think.
House.
Yeah. No, I think
clubhouse.
Don't those things?
Incense of the month clubhouse.
Those things have a smell like.
Poinsettias?
Poinsettias.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's a very strong smell.
I have a few things to talk about and questions for you guys. Okay. One, I just want to say that my all-time favorite smell in the world is my aunt's house, Shannon. And her house smells like an opium den, or what I imagine one to smell like. And it's like this blend of...
semen. No, I'm just kidding.
What kind of opium den is this?
I'd say Vicodin.
Okay.
Semen,
Desi, go
Vicodin,
on.
And Nog like, Champa.
Yeah, that's Bill Clinton's hotel room. What does your aunt's house smell like?
Okay, it smells like maybe there's like a little vanilla mixed with Nog Champa mixed with like old book. That are clean. I don't know. It's
new books. I know the new books.
Old
smell.
Books that are clean.
Like they used to be new books, but they're not.
They didn't get moldy in the South. They've been in the
right,
Southwest.
Right, exactly. Northwest.
They're dry old books.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's, you know, everything she has just smells that like this smell, and I love it so much. So I wanted to just say that I've been smelling that smell since, you know, my whole life, and it's my favorite smell. One day I hope to emulate it.
You need some dry books.
Yeah, I need to like not live in the South to emulate it, honestly. But the second thing is, what?
Do you have a dehumidifier?
Yeah.
Okay. Just
for sure.
You can keep going.
What is y'all's favorite form of incense? Like cones?
I'm
going to
say the pyramid.
Oh, hang on.
I'm sorry. I was so excited
cones,
that you mentioned
I know.
This.
Cones, sticks, there's oil, like...
what is the
like,
oil?
You can get, like, a block of, like, oil and burn
a
underneath
it. A block of
it.
Oil?
My first,
like, you slowly heat it or something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My first incense burner was, like, a small turret, like the Taj Mahal.
Yeah, I've got one
for
of those.
Burning cones.
Yeah.
And, like, it would pour the smoke out of the top.
I
like
that.
So I really, really like cones.
Yeah.
And good amber rosin.
Yeah.
To like light up, which is just, you know, it's like scraped off the tree. So it's like pine sap pretty much. But then you kind of torch that up and it'll burn for a second and you put it out and it will put off smoke for about 15 seconds. And that is very good smelling smoke that comes off that. We do that at Pete's house a lot.
Quick one.
We would dip dupe sticks, which is like a rope. From India that's been soaked in some sort of odor in the amber rosin and then the dupe stick with the amber rosin and that would smell great.
I was so excited that you brought up the different forms of incense at this point because up until now I've been talking about the sticks because he's burning a stick over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, so you're thinking sticks.
And I'm thinking sticks. And like incense isn't necessarily it's not a thing. It's like creating a scent.
Totally.
And it reminded me that before we got a humidifier, which was stupid, Meadowlark had all of these like coughing fits sometimes at night. And I boiled a bunch of lemons and like honey in a pot with water.
Yeah.
And like made this huge like hot boiling pot of water. And then I rushed it in a room and put it down in a room and closed the door.
So it would like fill up with the...
humidified her room with like this incense. And I'm like, that's kind of my favorite form of incense because it's like so available, you know?
It's
like
instant.
You can do it. You can... You cook and you're making incense pretty much. Like if you...
Wow, this is...
Is it blowing your mind?
No, it's not because I don't agree with it.
Oh. So you don't
agree with that being incense.
Yeah, I don't think that the odor of cooking, I mean, that's like, I feel like that's apart from burning incense, because that's going to happen regardless in the home. Incense is like an intent on a specific odor regularly, whereas the smell of cooking is kind of a side, it wasn't
cooking.
Side fact.
I mean, it's food, but it wasn't
okay.
Cooking.
Okay.
Then you accidentally made that smell, is what you're saying.
Well, it's a byproduct.
It's like a fart.
Byproduct of another process, whereas
yeah,
incense
like
isn't a byproduct.
Yeah, like I'm digesting food and I fart.
But you also
like
intentionally used lemon and honey for like the, mm-hmm. I guess they expand the bronchioles or something.
You can throw
like,
some cinnamon sticks in there too.
Yeah. Do you think because it's that you're taking in the scent more, so you're breathing more deeply, or it's those specific scents?
Wait,
somehow?
Can I say? Can I just say the definition really quick?
Oh yeah,
incense is aromatic biotic material that releases fragrant smoke when burned. The term refers to the material itself rather than to the aroma that
okay,
it produces.
So that's steam. So it's not incense.
It's just flavored water. Mm-hmm. It smells.
So, you know,
goddamn
so sage, when you burn sage, that is incense.
And when mm-hmm. you light a campfire.
I do adore that.
So. I don't
is
love
there,
sage.
Is there...
You don't love it?
Is
don't
you
there,
don't love campfire.
I'm okay with it.
Campfire is a good smell.
Mm. Oh, he growled about that.
I say that every podcast.
Is there an incense that smells like menthol?
Yeah,
cigarettes.
No, there definitely is. Camphor.
Eucalyptus.
There's like a camphor and menthol incense.
So what is what is it?
Menthol?
Like mint.
Menthol.
It's like
an extract of, I think, a menthol plant, like mentholatum.
I thought eucalyptus was
yeah, eucalyptus, exactly. I think menthol and eucalyptus are related.
Okay.
Oh, menthol is an organic compound made synthetically or obtained from the oils of corn mint, peppermint, or other mints.
Okay.
So it's all mint.
It's mint. Yeah.
I like a good white flower oil analgesic. They have that, you know, it's not incense, but it has a great odor that it puts off. It can
white flower oil?
Yeah, it's like it smells exactly like Bengay, but it's just a liquid form of Bengay. So that odor of Bengay, if you will.
So if I had to, I'm going to backtrack, and my favorite incense then is a Black and Mild.
Okay, that's great. I love that. So when
that's
smoking,
like
when
it's
nice,
job.
Nice.
What's a like? Mm-hmm. You can tell it's happening, and you're like, that guy is having a good time. It's usually a guy. Have you met a woman smoking a Black and Mild?
I've never met one, but I've seen them.
I've heard about them. I've never.
Would you smoke a whole Black and Mild, Desi?
No, I don't. Well, I don't know. Probably in the right situation.
You know what?
Can you tell me what a Black and Mild is? I know
it's
what the just package
it's
looks
it's a
like.
Cigar.
It's like a tiny cigar.
Okay.
Cigarillo.
Yeah, it's a cigarillo.
Okay.
I don't really care for cigarillos or cigars, actually, so.
They really dry my throat out intensely.
So what's in a cigar different than a cigarette? No filter? More tobacco?
The cigarillo has pipe tobacco in it, so that means it is like not as harsh as a cigar.
It's like... And isn't it also like just fresher, mm-hmm. like newer tobacco?
Okay.
It's tightly wrapped too. I don't know if that makes a difference.
And I think it's just not as big as a cigar. I think that the gauge is dependent.
The gauge. That's right. That's funny though. Like a thin ass gauge. That's a thin ass cigar.
It's a thin gauge.
Look at that little pinner he has there.
Has someone said that to you?
No, I was talking about the little cigar. A pinner.
That's what they call them?
I think a little joint is called a pinner.
Oh, okay.
Teeny tiny joint.
I've rolled a small joint before. I like the way joints smell, too. I don't know. But
okay.
Patchouli. I don't know.
Are we going to do our other segments today?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to do our other segments. Are we ready for that?
Yeah.
Should I pause it or do you want to?
I'll just run and grab the trivia right now.
Okay.
Okay, so let's start with...
Whoa.
Do you have a snack? What is going on over
Meg's
there?
Meg's got a snack.
I wanted to try these snap peas because I got snap peas from Locally Grown a couple weeks ago. But these ones look terrible, to be honest with
you. I'll try one.
Some gross-ass snap peas from Locally Grown. Like, name and shame the farm.
May I also... Well, that's not a farm. Oh, no, don't do it. Don't do it. This is my guy.
Oh, he goes...
Yeah.
He's like a Three Stooge.
You ready? These are Snow Golden Sweet.
Okay, he just talked like a Three Stooge.
This is far inferior to the ones I got the other week. Oh, well, they were like, so this is like a lot of pod.
Well, this is a snow pea. This is a snow pea, not a snap pea.
Yeah. Mm. I like a snap pea, I guess.
I think these are pretty good, actually.
Yeah, but honestly, you would
cook.
Like it.
This is more to cook with rather than just eat as a snack.
I mean, you could, but snap peas are way better as a just straightforward snack for sure. Eddie, but can I just do a shot of gin?
Yeah. I have another.
Do you have a shot glass with you? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Thank you.
I have another thing of gin.
Okay,
too,
cool. Thank. I was worried about taking your last gin.
I was going to talk about.
I think you muted me. Thank you.
I was going to talk about the snap pea that I just ate, and I like it. It tastes like dirt a little bit. Ah! We don't have to move on just yet, phone. And I don't know. It's not like I want another one.
You do?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, they were a little pithy to me. I like snap peas, but it was okay. Snow pea.
It might be good in a stir fry, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll save them for that.
Okay. Eddie, do you want to do your segment next, or are you ready for some trivia?
Let's do trivia. Okay.
I have three fantastic questions for you all lined up. I want you to only use your frontal lobe on these. Don't think too deep.
Okay. Let me get the music queued up here.
Does anybody want any Rob Rock?
Rob Bra.
Okay. This first one is about sports, and it is from totally 80s as well. Now, what?
Okay, Montana.
Who was the first NBA player to collect more than 200 steals and 100 block shots in one season?
In the 80s?
Dr. J.
In the 80s. This is in the 80s, and I said don't think too deep. Just
I did.
First thing that comes to you.
Steals.
Don't go there, Eddie.
Don't forget the most popular player of our time joined the league in 1985.
Larry Bird.
It's Michael Jordan.
Eddie?
I said Larry Bird.
Oh, okay. Well, it looks like Desi will be the only one going on to our next round.
MJ.
You gave the hint after I
I already thought it was Michael Jordan.
Yeah, it was. I feel like I really gave that one away even just by saying not to think too hard. Okay, name three actors who have starred as Batman in major motion pictures after 1988.
Val Kilmer, George Clooney, and Christian Bale.
That will work. This came out before those movies. But yes, Michael Keaton was the third one.
I almost said what Michael Keaton, but...
Okay, now here's the hard question.
He started in the 90s one?
Yeah.
Wasn't the original 88?
It was 89.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, this one is about the White House, President Reagan. What complimentary gifts bearing the presidential seal were discontinued on Air Force One in 1988? They go along with what we're discussing here today very slightly.
Ashtrays.
Close, I'm afraid it was cigarettes.
Oh.
Your complimentary prize will be another snap pea.
I wanted one, but I would like a snow pea.
Okay. Great. Well, looks like we won't be giving away the grand prize today.
I have an idea for the review.
Yeah.
It may not be possible, but could we see the review on those shoes on the Nordstrom?
Oh my god.
Website.
What are they called?
I don't remember, but they're just look up like Karl Lagerfeld loafer with chain.
A lot of times for clothing, there is not a review.
Karl Lagerfeld?
Lagerfeld. How do you not know this guy? He's super famous and he just died. Mm-hmm. And he's
Eddie.
Really terrible.
Yeah, I didn't know about him either.
You didn't, Meg? Mm-mm. Wow.
I've heard the name before, but I wasn't
he's
aware
like
of
the guy
anything.
Who's he's super slim, always wearing shades, white hair, black suit.
Great fashion.
Great fashion.
Terrible person.
Ideas. Yeah.
Terrible idea.
He just was basically there's no reason not to be anorexic.
There's a lot of that shoe, but I don't see the velvet version. I see the leather. Here's the velvet version.
Get it?
It's suede, actually. You think it's suede?
Yeah.
Oh, I just
velveteen.
I misdescribed it.
No, but I confirmed it. So and I'm the shoe owner. Oh, that's I should know.
I can just picture a rattlesnake being taped to the bottom of that. Any reviews?
It says log in to see more details or write the first review.
Log in to see more butts.
Details.
See more butts.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Do you know him?
Log in to see more.
All right.
Did
well,
he just die? That
episode? See more butts. They just die.
Okay. What if you reviewed some Nag Champa? No. What if you reviewed some patchouli?
Oh, yeah. Those are going to. People have strong feelings about patchouli.
Patchouli review.
The effects of patchouli on WebMD.
That should be our podcast, like, you know, quarterly newsletter, the patchouli review.
Mm-hmm. Is that going to go along with Uncle D's internet roundup?
Yes. Maybe
what
the patchouli review should be
the
in the
internet back. This week.
Nothing good.
That can't be the roundup every week.
This week in the internet.
Most Thursdays, nothing good. The Nordy Club. Man, Nordstrom.
You're still trying to find the shoes?
I thought I could find it, but I didn't.
Okay.
Does he got to write that review?
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
They have a Karl Lagerfeld Paris website.
Let's just not do that one.
Yeah.
Do you, are the shoes comfortable? Or does that matter?
Actually, you know what's interesting about them is, so let me preface this by saying I do watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians occasionally. Okay. And there was this episode recently where Kim was like sitting, just kind of like, you know, she couldn't fold over. She was like straight back, like leaning back in her chair all the time.
Uh-huh.
And her friend was like, dude, what are you doing? And she was like, these jeans are too small, but they won't be after I break them in.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, damn, that's true of really good jeans, like jeans that will like conform to your body. You have to break in. And when I put these shoes on for the first time, I was like, I have to break these in. And I haven't had a pair of anything like pants or shoes in so long that I had to break in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And so this is the third day I've worn them and they're like significantly more comfortable than they were 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's like a horse. It gets better the more you ride it. Speaking of horses, let's do this. I'm going to read reviews of Satya Bags Baba Nag Champa Gram.
I think a lot of people are going to say it's
product
not
review.
Real.
And this is for 100 grams of
the
Nag
big box.
Champa.
Big box.
Big box.
And here's a review from John saying, .. telling me, in quotation marks, if you want your house to smell like this place, 5 stars. He says, I purchased this incense from Amazon on a vague memory of a young me wandering into Spencer's Gifts. The man telling me,
I love it.
If you want your house to smell like this place, use this incense.
Love it.
And handing me a package of Nag Champa. It was the same kind of incense my old hippie grandpa used, and it reminded me of his old house and the typewriter he used, the papers he wrote, just the general feel of his place. Anyhow, years later, I make this purchase, and then I read the reviews, which scare me, as the most recent one was negative. I become deathly afraid that I paid for a box of duds.
Deathly afraid.
Wait, what?
Yeah. My mother came for a visit, and I explained to her my dilemma just then.
What? Okay, this is the best review you've ever read.
Yeah, let's hear it.
The second I opened the envelope, my mother said, "That's it! That is the smell of my childhood!"
Oh, my God.
And sure enough, it was. I am happy to say that this incense is exactly what I've been looking for.
Good.
I love it.
100 grams, so... Let's see how long. I wonder how long it took him to burn. That's 100 sticks.
Wait, what brand is it?
It's that blue box.
The blue. It's the classic. Yeah. It's the classic one.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here's a saucy fake. Do not buy. 1 star.
Mm-hmm.
This is fake Champa. This is all caps.
So Donovan saw this coming. Why do you?
Because a lot of people will complain about this. Even like anything that's import, a lot of people will be like, "Oh yeah, it's not the real stuff." But it
specifically coming from Amazon.
Specifically coming from the internet.
Okay.
All right. This is fake Champa. This is also the third vendor to sell it to me here on Amazon. Do not buy this stuff. It smells like cheap gas station crap. So there you go.
Okay.
Do you think there's
any truth to it?
I can.
I don't know.
I can get behind the sentiment of, like, I don't think I'd write a bad review. But I've been ordering toner for like Buster Booth photo booths for a while.
Okay.
And I would order the same thing from the same, like I bookmarked the link.
Right.
And would just keep ordering the same thing. And it wasn't getting the same thing. Like I was getting like, I would get two of the same thing. And then I would get like something weird for a different printer that like didn't work. And then it's like really hard to return.
And it's the same package.
Well, it's the same. It's the same link on the webpage.
I know, but when you receive it, it even looks different, or it just.
Yeah, sometimes it would take longer to get here. I don't know. It was. I wasn't really paying attention to how it looked, but you get it, and then it's not the product. And I understand the fury of that, and I feel like.
I don't feel that that's happened to me, but if I did feel that was happening to me, I would be very. Outraged.
I would be outraged if it was my first time ordering, but like my first time I ordered the toner, I got the right stuff.
I'm so glad John got the right stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a beautiful story. Like,
it was a beautiful story.
A comet smith, if that's a thing.
Actually,
like
that was
poet.
Way better than that one Mexican food review by What's Her Butt.
Mm-hmm.
Remember her?
Oh, when we did the comment of the week?
Yeah.
Can we follow John and see more comments?
Yeah, like what else does he have? What else does he have to say about? I mean, like that was so sentimental and informative at the same time.
Comment of the week.
There we go. Well,
I spelled Nag Champa wrong this time.
You smelled it right last time.
Yeah, I think it's
smelled it. Right. You smelled it right last time.
Nagchampa.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't really know about incense, and then so I used to buy a lot of expensive scented candles to get a smell going. Do you remember this, Desi?
Of course. From what was that store called?
I don't remember that, that store.
Yankee Candle?
No, it was like a local store in Walla Walla.
Yeah, but like I forget the brand, but I think they sell
Votive
that. Yeah,
is the brand. They sell that. I still buy them.
I like them. They're awesome. Good. They're really good. But they sell them at Earth Fair, I think.
Oh, do they? The one I liked was called like Night. I think it was called Night.
All right, you guys are about to lose your minds.
Okay,
John, 15 helpful votes, 1 review, and we read it.
Good, John.
We need to review his review and be like, John. Please write more reviews because you're obviously the nicest person.
John like created his review account because like
Champa.
Holy shit. Like
he had a Nag Champa experience.
He had a Nag Champa moment with his mom and he's like, the world needs to hear about this. Right?
It restored my faith in humanity.
I want to make a movie.
I like feel like I can picture John in my mind.
I could at least make a hour long movie.
And we're he's great.
He keeps checking the door. He keeps checking for the package, you know?
He's like so sweet and earnest and like his mom's over, you know.
And then his like flashbacks to his grandmother. You know? And
grandfather.
Grandfather. Yeah.
typing his stories.
I didn't really read the review.
I know. He, like, paid attention to his grandfather's house.
Oh, and then, like, a little, like, Spencer's, like, teenage years.
I know.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's so cute. John,
we could, like, and, hire like, different interview. Actors
no,
to play
him.
No,
and also, like, how did he even get to that conversation with the clerk where the clerk would be like, well, if you want your place to smell like this, like, what interaction did they have to
I
get
know,
to
I
that
know,
statement?
I know.
All of this
I am producing this movie.
Sound like a fabricated story.
No, it's
no,
not.
It
all, no,
it's not.
It felt very real.
No, this is real life. Like, yeah, this is, that is real. Mm-hmm. That's like,
that's
so,
middle America.
No, that's so good. That's how you know it's real, because it's so good.
And it does feel so good. Oh. It's reviewed on March 13th, 2018.
Yeah.
Like,
almost
I don't.
Almost a year ago. Exactly over a year ago, sorry.
Exactly over a year ago.
I just
ago
feel like
not
the a, date
not exactly,
is so random.
But
the story
today
is so random.
May 16th.
They, like, they're already, like, they're already
oh,
five.
Check,
and
check your scar. It's May 16th. Yeah.
The Nag Champa, the 100 gram bag of Nag Champa is already solid 5 3/4 stars.
Yeah.
Like, his one review is not going to, like, make, it's like,
you think he burned all 100 of them by now?
I'm sure he's on his second or third pack by now.
Of 100 boxes, or 100 grams.
Wow. Yeah.
I don't know. I could see him getting to the end. Like, maybe he just ran out, like, today.
Maybe he's like, I think I'll try a different smell. Well,
patchouli.
I hope that same deep feeling.
John, if you're listening.
That his review gave you
wait,
guys.
Wait. I'm sorry.
Gives our listeners.
Oh, you got some reviews.
I just have a couple comments, but okay, just really quick. Ash's dad said, I'm generally all strung out on Dan Riegler's amazing frankincense collections. Easily the best stuff I've ever found. Dan is at Apothecary's Garden, and he lists the Etsy store name. Aubrey Shepherd says, when I first used incense in middle school, I had no idea how it was supposed to work. My stepbro and I lit a whole coffee can full on fire at once.
Like sparklers. Yeah.
It's a miracle the house is still standing.
That's awesome.
We thank you guys for listening. Follow us on Twitter at Athens Public. You can get all of our episodes at athenspublic.com. We have other podcasts too, so check those out. And
we love you. Good night.